We're doing the Drashot Aran. We're up to the fifth speech, and we're going to recap because it's a new semester. The Aran began with the quote, Amar Rabbi Yonatan, the Talmud tells us in Nidarim, Rabbi Yonatan taught that the Shekhinah only rests on a person who is wise and brave and wealthy and humble, and we learn them all out of Moshe. And the Aran had quoted Maimonides' interpretation that when it says, a great warrior, someone mighty, it doesn't literally mean physical might, it means that he is mighty in conquering himself. When it says wealthy, it doesn't literally mean physical monetary wealth, it means Ezu Ashira Samech Bechelko, it means someone who's happy with his lot. And the Ran went on to disagree with the Rambam and bring proofs against the Rambam. The Ran holds that it means literally, he must be mighty, he must be wealthy, etc. And then the Ran went on to discuss Moshe's unique position in Jewish history and in world history. And the Ran discussed why is it that Moshe had to have a speech impediment? Because Moshe Rabbeinu himself wondered, you're sending me to be the prophet and people can't even understand me. And God says, I made you that way. It's not a coincidence. I wanted you to have a speech impediment so that future generations will not have room to question whether your prophecy was true or not. If you would be a great orator, well then people would have to wonder, maybe you were a smooth talker, maybe you fooled people. Now that you have a speech impediment, that's a positive thing. That validates your prophecy for future generations. No one wants to listen to you, Moshe. The way Moshe talks, well, it was difficult. No one wanted to listen to him. You can't be a smooth talker when no one wants to listen to you. And nonetheless, he was the greatest prophet. That validates your prophecy. And then the Ran went on to discuss that the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu had a vision. And the Ran said that Moshe's level was a level that was beyond any prophet. Meaning, Moshe was on a level where everything about Moshe was with godly intent. And Moshe was a human being that was beyond the level that we can imagine a human being attaining. Moshe was miraculous in that sense. So the Ran went on to explain that there are different levels of prophecy. And so he began by saying one level of prophecy is in the form of a dream. One level of prophecy is a vision. Where do we find the dream? Yaakov had a dream. He sees a ladder, and the ladder is extended from the earth to the heavens, and the angels are going up and down the ladder. And God is showing him in this dream that the land of Israel is greater than any other territory. And that's the idea of the ladder. Because the land of Israel is like a ladder. It gives people potential to grow. The tzaddikim are called angels. And so the vision that he sees of angels ascending the ladder is a message to Yaakov Avinu. The land of Israel is the ladder. If the message were meant to teach him that God is running the world through angels, then the angels should have first descended the ladder. We would expect that angels are coming down from heaven, and then maybe they're going back up. But no, the verse clearly says Yaakov sees a ladder, and first he sees angels going up. Well, why are the angels coming from here and going up the ladder? And we know that angels don't need ladders to ascend to heaven. They fly with their wings. They don't fly with their wings. Angels can fly without wings. But okay, so all of this, each word, a wing means one thing, a ladder means something else. So here he tells us, when the verse says the angels were going up and down, it's telling you they were first going up. That's a reference to the ascent of the tzaddikim through the ladder, the land of Israel. You'll ask me, then why are angels also going down? The answer is because no one goes up without going down. There's no such thing as a graph that goes straight up. Every tzaddik, every person who's making his ascent has to know that part of going up is going down as well. And even that was told to Yaakov Avinu in the vision. Even tzaddikim have falls, because every person is composed of the physical and the spiritual. And although there will be times that the spiritual reigns and he could keep growing, there will be time that the physical pulls him down. And then the Ran went on to discuss the mashal, the allegory that was being said to Yaakov Avinu when Hashem said, see that ladder, see the angels going up and down, that's an allegory. The ladder is referring to the land, the angels going up is referring to Tzaddikim's capacity to go up, the angels going down is a reference to the fact that they go down. Now Hashem was showing him this because Yaakov was leaving Israel for Chutz La'aretz. And when people leave Israel, they have to have a shot in the arm and remember how precious Israel is. And Hashem was telling him, when you leave Israel, you need greater protection. And that's what Hashem was telling him, Hina Anochi Imach, I will be with you, I'll bring you back, I will watch you. Hashem says, I won't leave you till I fulfill what I've done. And the Ran asked, what does it mean, till I fulfilled what I've done? That means that once I've fulfilled what I've promised, I will leave you? No, the Ran said, sometimes when it says till, it means obviously afterwards I'll be with you. But even till then I'll be with you. Meaning when a son tells his father, I'm leaving, and the father says, I'll be with you till you return. Obviously when you return I'll be with you, but I'll be with you even till when you return. And that's what Hashem was saying to Yaakov Avinu. And coming off of that, the Ran went on to explain what does it mean that Hashem says the rulership will be in Judea, Ad ki yavo Shiloh, which is a verse that the Christians always attack us on. Till he comes to Shiloh. So the Ran said, yeah, obviously when he comes to Shiloh, the rulership will be among Israel. The verse means, even until that point, the rulership will remain between the tribe of Judea. Not like the Christians want to say, only until then, and afterwards, okay, then you got to look for a different ruler. No, the word till can sometimes mean, obviously after this point, but even till this point, it will be so. So Hashem was saying, right now you're leaving Israel, you're fulfilling what your father told you. Go find a wife from our family, not from the Canaanite girls. You're leaving Israel, which is the land that's like a ladder that helps tzaddikim grow. So don't worry, I'll be with you till you come back. And obviously when you're here, I'm with you. That's what I'm showing you, that this is the land of the ladder. So you should know, even till you come back, I'll be with you. And then the Ran said, why is it that Yitzchak wanted him to marry in his own family? And that is because although we have free will, at the end of the day, our starting point is always the family we were born into. When it comes to our traits, we tend to go after the family we were born into. Certain things are built in, and it's true, every person has free will and he can grow and go the other way. But at the end of the day, your starting point are the traits you grew up with. And then the Ran said, so the allegory of the ladder, that the ladder represents the land of Israel, so he says, there are certain things that, there are different types of allegories. He said, give me just 1 second. He said, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, son, give me your heart, because from it is the source of life. And the Ran had said, what does the verse mean in Mishlei, give me your heart? So it says, Mikol mishma netzoli becha, watch your heart from everything the Torah says to watch it, ki mimenu totzot chayim, because that is the source of life. So the Ran said, that's an allegory. He said, there are two types of allegories. An allegory is usually that you take something in the physical world and you use it to describe something in the spiritual world. We have a hard time conceptualizing things that are not in our physical world. So most often, we take something physical, we describe it, And then that's an allegory for something spiritual, for a concept. The concept can be better perceived when we see it in our mind's eye in the physical world. Sometimes you have an allegory that's deeper, that on both levels it's true. So he said the heart is the source of feeling. When the verse says, watch your heart from everything the Torah says to watch, so it's a dual meaning, that heart. On the one hand, it's allegorical. Watch your heart, your physical heart. It doesn't mean your physical heart. It means your spiritual heart, your feelings. But you see, the heart is also the source of everything on a physical sense too. So he says that's a more beautiful allegory, when the allegory really, in the physical sense, has a greater closeness to the spiritual meaning of the allegory. And coming off of that, he says, when you have an allegory whose theory goes in line with the concept that it's trying to illustrate, just like the heart pumps blood throughout the body and the heart is the source of life, so in a spiritual sense, the heart is the source of life, where your heart lies, so to speak. So he says, that's much better than if we'd say, let's say your computer is the source of life. Watch your computer from bugs, because if little bugs go in, so then they'll be destroyed. By the same token, watch your soul, because if little bugs go in, you'll destroy your soul. So here you took something physical, compared it to the spiritual. But when you talk about the heart, where we say the heart is really where a lot of the soul lies, so then you're taking an allegory which is much closer to the real meaning. You didn't take something completely physical and compare it to something spiritual. You took something physical which has the spirit in it and compare it to that spirit that's within it. You guys with me? So he says that's a much better allegory. V'chen rov mishrei Shlomo. What page is that? Page Ayin in the Shalem edition, page Kuf Tzadinalid in the Mosad Hav Kuk edition. V'chen rov mishrei Shlomo b'sifro manzei aderech. Most of King Solomon's allegories go with this line of reasoning. When King Solomon used an allegory, he said, if a person is lackadaisical and he doesn't invest to gain wisdom, so he will become foolish. So what allegory does he use to illustrate that? He said, I passed by a field of a lazy person. I passed by a vineyard of a man who lacks a heart. It was covered with weeds. The fence was broken. What King Solomon was saying is, if someone isn't focused on wisdom, so then he'll find himself losing his wisdom. He'll find himself foolish. And the truth is, we have to move forward here, but we're out of time. We'll pick up here again, Bezrat Hashem, next week.